The college football season ended this past week with a familiar school at the top of the rankings. Oklahoma won its 7th national championship, finishing ahead of other traditional powers Miami and Florida State. But this season was hardly business as usual. Just ask the people of Oregon. The state's 2 major universities finished in the top 10, which happens about as often as the sun shines during the soggy Pacific Northwest winter. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman offers this reflection on the sudden transformation of his home state into a college football power.
Just before the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Day, Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, a friend with a major sweet tooth emailed me the following bet. The world's largest hot fudge sundae says his mighty Notre Dame Fighting Irish will beat the upstart Oregon State Beavers. Actually, he didn't say beat. Rather, and I quote, Notre Dame would squash those little furry rat-like animals and send them scurrying back underwater where they belong. Having just returned to my native Oregon after a decade away, I took the bet, but I didn't return fire with any good-natured trash talk of my own. Call it negative conditioning. You see, when I left Oregon in 1990, college football was hardly something to be cocky about. The Beavers were mired in what would become 28 consecutive losing seasons. The University of Oregon Fighting Ducks, hey, ducks can fight. They were better, but not much. You'd pay attention to the teams if you were an alum, but for many Oregonians, college football Saturdays were the days to get out and do all those active Northwest things, like hike and fish and hunt and bike and run. What a difference a decade makes. I have returned to a state filled with spectators, at least during this memorable college football season. In a nearly empty Safeway, moments before the Fiesta Bowl began, the checkout man said to me, without any prompting, I'll run your groceries through quickly so you can get home and watch the game. And remember, don't drive too fast. You might miss the kickoff, but you'll still see most of it. I smiled. Inside, I was bewildered. Where am I? Watching the Fiesta Bowl was equally confusing, albeit exciting. Oregon State pasted hallowed Notre Dame 41-9. The morning headline read, Tradition Takes Beating. Some around the country criticized the Beavers for a few unsportsmanlike incidents. Decent Oregonians publicly agreed that flamboyant, taunting behavior is uncalled for and not the Oregon way. I thought to myself, ah, the revenge of the furry rat-like animals. Which brings me back to my friend, the one who bet that hot fudge sundae. Before I emailed him back, I thought about what I wanted to say. Shall I just gloat? No, that's bad form. And then I got it. What could best capture the sweetness of the greatest college football season in Oregon's history? Oregon State's Fiesta Bowl victory, the University of Oregon win over Texas in the Holiday Bowl, the final number 4 national ranking for the Beavers and number 7 for the Ducks? What could capture that? Simple. Extra chocolate, please. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland.